Hello. Hey, good morning. This is Kara Gott Warner, and you're listening to an episode of The Morning Cool Down. And this is a little bit of a quirky kind of episode because I'm kind of going back to one of those off-the-cuff types of episodes that I did back in the day when I started this podcast in May of 2014. And basically, what I would do, just to, you know, kind of give some a little bit of a refresher here, is I would go out for my morning run, and then after I was done, I would, you know, start talking about something that was inspiring me, or something that, you know, really not just inspired me, but something that I thought would inspire others. Because, you know, the truth is that, you know, if there's something that really gets you excited and something that you know, just really sets you on fire, it's really a good idea to share it with others because they probably can kind of feel that excitement as well. So that's always my goal, and that's been my goal, gosh, now for a year and a half. It just amazes me that this podcast has been going for that long. Now, if you're a new listener, you'll see that there are only a handful of episodes, you know, like a little under a dozen episodes at this point when I record this, but I recorded over 80 episodes that I am re-releasing, so there will be encore episodes kind of sprinkled throughout, but I am introducing mostly new episodes at this point. So this is the new, I like to call it the new remixed, reimagined version of The Morning Cool Down, because it's kind of like a, if I only knew then what I know now kind of approach to what I'm doing at this point on the podcast. And that is kind of, you know, where I'm going. And this morning, as I was actually driving home from the gym, because I did go to the gym, I did not go outside running. It's been dark and cold because it's winter time, which really does transform my routine, transforms my exercises. But I'm able to do something that I'm really passionate about, something else that I'm really passionate about, maybe even a tiny bit more passionate about than running, and that is cycling. And back in the day, I was, you know, like a spinning instructor, as in cycle. So if any of you knitters are out there or spinners, it's not spinning wool, it's spinning on a bike. Because I know a lot of you that listen to this podcast also are knitters like me. And you may also be listeners of the Power Pearls podcast as well, which is my other podcast. So maybe I'll talk about that in a little while, but for now I'm just talking about the morning cool down and kind of where, you know, where I am at this point. And, you know, I'll admit I'm just going to be totally honest here. I mean, I've had some moments, some low moments about this podcast, thinking, you know, should I call it quits? Is it time to stop? You know, do I really have the time to dedicate myself to two podcasts? Because, as I just alluded to, yes, I do have a second podcast. And you know, The Morning Cool Down started as an outlet for me that became this thing that other people were really excited about. And it led to having my first guest, who was Hal Elrod, the author of The Miracle Morning, who's already been on this new version. He was episode, was he number one? I think he was number one. I'll confirm that if I release this, and I'll confirm that in the show notes. And he was also in episode 38 in the original version of this podcast, because he reached out to me about a month after I had been creating my episodes, and he said, you know, I'd love to be on your show. And so I thought, oh my goodness, Hal Elrod himself wants to be on my little podcast. And so I knew that was a turning point. I knew I had to do it, and it was the best decision. It was the best decision I ever made. But at that point, things started to change, and, you know, it was all about buying equipment and doing different things with the podcast. And so I embraced it, and I fell in love with the medium, and, you know, bought the microphone and different pieces of, you know, equipment to edit the podcast episodes and so forth. And all that is fantastic and great, and I enjoy it, but it is a lot of work. And if any of you remember me recording this original podcast back in May 2014, I was out there every morning recording something. And maybe I missed a morning or two, but generally, that's why I had 80 episodes in less than a year, because I was outside and I was feeling inspired and excited about, not necessarily my workout, but yes, it was my workout, but what it brought forth. Because I always call movement, exercise, sweating, whatever you want to call it, for you, something that kind of wakes up things inside of you. It's not just physical to me. It becomes this conduit for creativity, this conduit for other things, this conduit for mindfulness, for gratitude, for, you know, just gushing with certain things that I know I experience when I exercise, when I move my body. I almost think of it like an offering. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but if, you know, you actually take that approach to an exercise, to, you know, when you're moving, when you're using your body, this body that we're so lucky to have, because not everyone can actually use their body to move, you know. So I like to think of it like it is an offering to those who can't do this. And when I think of that, you know, when I think of my exercise in that way, it becomes profound. It actually becomes a spiritual experience for me. And sometimes I even forget that I'm exercising, or that I'm feeling the pain, so to speak, because then I'm taking it out of my own body, so to speak. You know, I'm not cherishing this body so much and thinking, oh, I just want my exercise to be done. You know, it's so much more than that, because, you know, then it becomes a practice. And so that has also sparked this thing in me when I do go out for a run in the morning, or I do go to the gym like I've been doing here this time during the year in the winter, that it gets me excited. It gets me thinking about things and, maybe something I want to give to someone, or something I want to share with you, or someone I want to call that I haven't talked to in months. Those types of things, those are like the things that get me excited. And so I don't want to miss that, because if I decide to be making those excuses, like I'm not going to exercise, I'm not going to move, I'm not going to just do at least 20 minutes, then, you know, of course the day just doesn't go quite the way I'd like it to, but I also miss out on that conduit experience that I mentioned a little bit ago. And so that was what I was able to do every single morning. And I'm still able to do, but I haven't, okay? So you know I haven't, if you've been listening. But even if you're a new listener, you've experienced something quite different, and that is mostly, interviews and, studio recordings, you know, and interviews with commentary, which are studio recordings. And they're definitely coming from a deep, heartfelt place, because this, you know, doing this podcast means a lot to me, because I know that it touches a lot of people. And that's why I continue. And I don't think I'm going to stop anytime soon, but I thought to myself this morning, if I want to keep this going, if I'm interested in the longevity of the Morning Cool Down and Power Pearls podcast, my new podcast, which is solely, you know, guests, you know, occasionally I may have a solo episode if I feel so inclined, but that is definitely a podcast that includes guest interview. So there's a lot more work there. It's very exciting. It's a whole different experience. But the morning cool down started as a different kind of thing. And that different kind of thing is me doing what I'm doing right now. And that is off the cuff, inspiring, you know, giving you some, you know, little nuggets, maybe some words of wisdom. You know, my wisdom can't be your wisdom. But, you know, so I use that word very loosely. You know, words of wisdom is definitely, you know, it's obviously a phrase. But, you know, what can you do to create that wisdom for yourself? You know, I always say wisdom. The wisdom comes from within you, each of us. And so, you know, I just wanted to jump on and say, hey, you know, I've been thinking about getting back to these kinds of episodes that even if they're 10 minutes, you know, the shorter the better, right? Because back when I started, my episodes were on average, maybe they were 10, sometimes 15 minutes, but you guys were eating them up. You guys were eating them up from what I remember. And, you know, I would have many of you reach out to me and just say, hey, I was listening to every episode this weekend while I was flying to teach classes, or, you know, I was out running every morning and I was listening to you, and you really have inspired me. Whatever it is, I need to remember those experiences, because those are the very reasons that I started to record and to share insights. So I'm home and I'm ready to start my day, and I hear my son rousing. You know, he's up, ready to go. So before he jumps out of bed and interrupts this recording, I'm just going to say thanks for listening. Thanks for, you know, being here if you've been around all this time. And thank you if you just started listening, because there's going to be more, you know, coming, more excitement coming. You know, like, it just sort of this evolution is occurring with this podcast. And it's amazing when I look back now a year and a half. It's amazing to me. And thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.